from D. James Kennedy Ministries. This is Kennedy Classics. Welcome to Kennedy Classics.
Where can we stand as the tsunami of cultural changes threatens to sweep away our rights and liberties? Find out in Here We Stand, the new hardcover book by Dr. Frank Wright, and the companion DVD, Standing for Truth, available only through D. James Kennedy Ministries. You'll hear from frontline Christians who are standing strong.
People who took their pro-choice friends to see Unplanned, and those friends walked out pro-life.
I stood up for my values and my faith, and I said that I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman.
It's those who have the courage to stand up when the bell's tolled to say, yes, here I am.
I've got my U.S. passport, and I've got a heavenly passport. And whatever happens to this country, whatever happens to me, there's a future that goes beyond this.
We are in a pivotal moment in history, and that's why Dr. Frank Wright wrote, Here We Stand, a generational call to the kingdom of God, to give you biblical hope for the future and provide essential truth in a culture awash in hostility towards your Christian faith. For a generous donation of $60 or more, we will send you the DVD, Standing for Truth, plus the brand new hardcover book, Here We Stand, written by Dr. Frank Wright. Contact us today and help us stand for truth and defend your freedom.
Hello, I'm Frank Wright, president of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Welcome to Kennedy Classics. For those who are followers of Jesus Christ, the scriptures make an astonishing claim. Having been saved from the wrath of God by our faith in the person and the redemptive work of Jesus, the scriptures say that we are being daily conformed to the image of Christ. Now think about that for a minute. The scriptures proclaim Jesus as the exact image of the invisible God. So when we are being conformed to the image of Christ, we are being reshaped into the image of God, just as were Adam and Eve in the garden, created in the image of God, though the image was badly marred in their fall into sin. We live difficult lives because of that sin. Our creation is fallen. Work is now by the sweat of our brow as thorns grow from the ground. Our bodies break down. Our relationships can be tumultuous. So how can we live effective, meaningful lives? Being conformed to the image of Christ means so much more than we often realize. It means, among other things, that there are no limits to what we can do through our Savior. Here now is Dr. D. James Kennedy with more in his message, With God, All Things Are Possible.
Our scripture this morning is taken from the 4th chapter of the book of Philippians and the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We'll begin with Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. May we hear the inspired word of the living God. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And our Lord Jesus Christ said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And may God speak to each of our hearts this day through His Word, and may His name ever be praised. Amen. I want you to do something. I want you to think about God. You may begin. Well, now, I'm not sure what you thought about, but Tozer, one of the great saints of this century, says that if we were able to extract from your mind the thoughts that you just had, we could very accurately predict your spiritual future. Because people rise no higher than their concept of God. How true that is. Certainly the disciples of the first century had an exalted view of God. Their God could do anything. Oh, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, nothing is too hard for thee. And so, therefore, they set out on a glorious task. Here there were 11 men. God told them to do a little simple thing. Go change the whole world. And they set out to do it. And they have in great measure already succeeded. And so these men who were so absorbed in the characteristics and attributes of God were able to do fantastic things. More than 30 years ago, I read a statement concerning Christ. It had a profound influence on my life. It was written by Dr. James Stewart, not of Hollywood, but of Edinburgh, one of the great professors at the University of Edinburgh, great Christian. And this is what he said in his book, The Strong Name. Quote, if we could but show the world that being committed to Christ is no tame, humdrum, sheltered monotony, but the most exciting adventure the human spirit can ever know, those who have been standing outside the church and looking askance at Christ will come crowding in to pay allegiance, and we may well expect the greatest spiritual revival since Pentecost. Well, I'd like to ask you, dear friend, what are you showing to the world about Christ? Are you showing them that being a Christian is a tame, humdrum, monotonous life? Or are you showing that it's the most exciting adventure the human spirit can ever know? You know, the apostles were often scared out of their wits. They often marveled beyond their comprehension. But there is not the slightest hint anywhere in any of the Gospels that they were ever bored. The Apostle Paul succeeded in bringing the Gospel to the whole of civilized Europe practically. And yet he didn't do it overnight. He persevered month in and month out, year in and year out, decade in and decade out. But finally, when he put on immortality, the gospel of Jesus Christ was not hidden over in a little enclave, the eastern end of the Mediterranean, but was entrenched throughout Europe. Because he believed that he could do all things through Christ. You know, I think that there are some people who may say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. If so, what are you doing? It's amazing how many church members there are who would say they believe that, yet they're not attempting to do anything. What are you doing through Christ who has promised to strengthen you? But it's a matter of believing. I can, by the grace of God, through the strength of Christ, I can do that. Now, even in the secular world, people have discovered the power of a positive attitude. It's called PMA, positive mental attitude. Now, there are some people that say that that's the whole secret to life. And it will enable you to do a lot of things that you wouldn't do otherwise. For example, I think of an international group that met together to attempt to climb the north face of the Matterhorn. Nobody had ever done it before. Thousands of feet of sheer, precipitous drop. And a reporter asked a number of them the same question. He said, do you believe that you can climb the north face of the Matterhorn? And one man says, well, I certainly am going to give it my best shot. And another one said, well, I jolly well am going to try. And one young American said, looking him dead setter, I will climb the north face of the Matterhorn. And they all set out. Only one made it. The man who said, I will. There's a lot to be said for that. But also, there is a warning that should be written on the bottle of PMA, and that is, there is a limit. You can't do all things through your own strength. Ultimately, this is self-confidence, confidence in self. But there is a limitation to our ability, our strength, our knowledge, our power. But we can do all things through Christ, because there is no limit to his wisdom, power, or ability. And so, therefore, we need to trust in him. Otherwise, if you trust only in yourself, you're going to reach a place where you're going to fail. Do you remember the battle with the Philistines that the Israelites had? And they paraded Goliath out and challenged the Israeli army. And here were all of these brave soldiers cringing in their trenches. And well, they might have been. Here was a man who was 9'6". Can you imagine that? 9'6", a giant. And all of their courage and their PMA ran out. Their self-confidence had reached its limit. And it ends up in despair. And along comes this stripling named David, who goes out to take on Goliath, saying, I come at you in the name of Jehovah of hosts. There is such a thing as God confidence or Christ confidence, which is infinitely better than self-confidence, though that's better than no confidence at all. And with Christ confidence, we can do all things. Now, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to happen instantly. Jesus said, if a man has faith, he shall say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and it will be cast into the sea. Now, that doesn't mean that you furrow your brow Close your eyes, concentrate for 60 seconds, and expect that mountain to reach down and pick up her skirts and tiptoe to the seashore and do a swan dive into the ocean. It doesn't work that way. It may take a great deal of work, but it will come to pass. We had the pleasure one time of sailing through the Panama Canal, and there's a mountain. But someone had the faith to say that that mountain was going to be cast into the sea. It's not there anymore. Didn't happen overnight, but it happened. If we have the faith, and if we have a dream. Dear friend, if you've never dreamed a godly dream, I hope you will. God has given you a mind to dream such dreams. What can you dream? What can you think of that could be done that would glorify God? I've asked a group of young people, what would you attempt if you had a guarantee that you couldn't possibly fail? Now that's a question to intrigue any mind, is it not? If you had a written guarantee that you could not possibly fail, what would you attempt? I urge you to think about that. Because you see, you have just such a written guarantee from the Lord God Almighty. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I hope that some of you are going to think about that and dream a dream. 40 years ago, I dreamed a dream. This was sand spurs and thistles and weeds. So was that across the street. So was it across the street over there. But I dreamed a dream of a church where multiplied thousands of people would come to glorify God, where the music would lift His name up gloriously, where people would be converted by the power of the gospel, and they would learn the gospel of grace, that Christ can change a human heart, that He loves us in spite of ourselves and not because of ourselves, that He died for our sins and rose again, is willing to come and live in our hearts if we will repent and receive Him in. I dreamed that dream, and I opened my eyes, and there was a field full of sand spurs and weeds. But the years went by, and that dream remained, and by the strength of Christ, I continued to pursue that dream. And this day is 40 years later, and God has answered it and brought it into fruition. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is the word that God has for us today. And if that is true, isn't it absolutely, positively, totally tragic that there are many Christians that aren't trying to do anything for Christ? They have no dream, no goal, no desire, no plan, no vision, nothing. All they have is a guarantee that if they did, they couldn't fail. Now I have a question. How are you going to explain that to Christ? What are you going to tell Him? I couldn't do it. Oh, I told you that I could. What is your dream, dear ones? I hope you have a godly dream. And I know that if you do and you persevere in it, God will bring it to pass. The Lord is able. And I believe that God can bring it to pass if we will simply believe Him, dream the dream, place feet under that dream, and persevere. And in His own time, God will have accomplished it. And when it has all been done, let me tell you what you will say. It is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful in our eyes. May it so be. Let us pray. O God, make us great dreamers of dreams. May we trust Thee that we can do all things, we can endure all things, we can face all temptation, all persecution, we can continue to persevere in season and out, we shall be bold for Christ, people shall hear the gospel and see that being a Christian is the most exciting adventure of the human spirit, and they will be attracted unto Thee. Use this church in an even greater way than ever You have used it before. We marvel at what Thou hast done. We wonder in amazement at what Thou shalt do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's just one of the many promises God has given to us. Another promise of God is this: He who believes in me has everlasting life. Do you have that assurance? Do you know for certain that when you die, you will be with God forever in heaven? You can know that. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And then He rose 3 days later to purchase a place for us in heaven, which He offers as a free gift. We receive this gift by faith, which simply means we transfer our trust from our own effort to try to earn heaven to what Jesus did for us. If you would like to receive the gift of eternal life, we can go to God together in prayer right now. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I know that I've sinned in my thoughts and in my actions, and I ask You to forgive me. Please cleanse me from my sin and give me new and right desires. Thank You for the gift of life to the full, now and forever in heaven someday. In Your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want to welcome you to the family of God. To help you begin your new journey, we want to send you Beginning Again, which is precisely what you're doing. You'll be encouraged to begin to grow as you learn what it means to be a Christ follower. To receive your copy, just write our address or call our toll-free number and be sure and ask for Beginning Again. And may God richly bless you.
As Dr. Kennedy shared in his message today, we can do all things through Christ. Although that doesn't mean that we won't face tough circumstances in our life. Today, we face many challenges in our culture, from gender insanity, growing statism and socialism. This nation was founded upon freedom, which was built on a Christian framework, as that framework is systematically dismantled by secularists, so is our freedom. What kind of nation will we be leaving to our children and grandchildren? How do we confront these challenges boldly and winsomely in order to reclaim that freedom? Find out in a brand new DVD program we've produced called Standing for Truth. In this DVD, you will hear from courageous Christians who have stood up against the secular forces that now seek to rule us in their godless image. And you'll be encouraged to likewise stand strong for truth. It features Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood clinic director who is now helping people come out of the abortion industry and is the subject of the hit film Unplanned. It features a former Miss California USA who endured a firestorm of national controversy simply for declaring that she believes in traditional marriage. And we hear from former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who cheerfully battles for truth in the media. And there's much, much more. We will send you the special DVD, Standing for Truth, as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11164, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 888-332-3069. Or you can go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $60 or more, we will send you the DVD plus a brand new hardcover book I've just written, which I've entitled Here We Stand, A Generational Call to the Radical Kingdom of God. This book is a passion project for me because, like you, I look around at our nation and I am deeply troubled. In this book, I share a plan to see our nation and our world one for Christ, and I give you biblical hope for the future. Friends, I have labored and prayed over this book, so please forgive me if this sounds immodest, but I believe this book is an important guidebook for the days in which we live, so essential that everyone who loves Christ needs to read it. So please contact us right away with a generous donation to help us continue standing for truth and defending your freedom on the airwaves, in court, against the anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center, and through many, many other projects. We will thank you by sending you the exclusive DVD program, Standing for Truth, and as our thanks for your generous donation of $60 or more, we will also include my just-published hardcover book, Here We Stand, A Generational Call to the Radical Kingdom of God. So please, write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11164, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 888-332-3069. Or you can go online to djkm.org. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Kennedy Classics. We'll see you next time.
Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.